of helping suppress free speech in China. Yahoo is asking a US federal judge to throw the censorship case out of court. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Nick Thompson. He's the senior editor at Wired magazine. And Nick, just a little bit more background for this story. Yahoo's been accused of handing over information to the Chinese government, which led to the arrest of two dissidents. Now, looking at Yahoo's position, they are saying we have to abide by Chinese laws. Isn't that a fair point?
It is a fair point, and I think it's going to be one of the central points in the case. If you read their motion to dismiss, their central argument is, as they say, we can't be asked, much less compelled, to violate the laws of the country in which we operate.
But there are also U.S. laws, are there not, that sort of forbid this sort of behavior? I mean, should there be some sort of recourse to the U.S. courts for this at all?
Right, and so that's what the plaintiffs are arguing. They're arguing that there are two major U.S. statutes, the Alien Tort Statute and the Torture Victim Protections Act. And they say, look, the U.S. has agreed with all these treaties. The U.S. agrees that it must follow some sort of international law and international human rights standards, and that's more important than the particular laws in the country in which these companies operate. So they're saying you have to appeal to a higher law. Yahoo is saying, hey, we just have to deal with China's laws.
Now, Yahoo's being slightly hypocritical about this, isn't it? Because it was fined by a French court a couple of years ago because it allowed people to trade Nazi memorabilia on its auction site. And it turned to the US to get that French decision overturned. So there's a bit of hypocrisy going on here, isn't there?
Oh, there's absolutely hypocrisy. I mean, another argument that Yahoo makes and Yahoo defenders make is that overall, the benefit of Yahoo is good. They allow people to communicate through the internet, which will actually help eventually bring democracy to China. So they're saying that overall, the benefits outweigh the costs. The other important legal argument that we haven't touched on is Yahoo is saying, look, these people might have been tortured, but Yahoo didn't torture them. If you want to sue somebody, sue the government of China. And that's another important legal claim that I think will affect the way this case turns out.
Is there a suggestion that Yahoo handed more information over than was necessary?
Oh, absolutely. So what the plaintiffs are saying is they actually weren't compelled to do almost anything. They think it was more like Yahoo sort of was trying to ingratiate itself, or lower-level employees at Yahoo wanted to do somebody a favor. So they gave a whole bevy of information. They gave IP addresses. They gave actual emails. They gave tons of stuff to China.
It's not just, obviously, the legal implications here. It's also the court of public opinion, isn't it? And I wonder how this could affect Yahoo's business.
Oh, I think it's terrible for Yahoo. My personal instinct is that they'll probably win the case. It depends on the judge who handles the next stage, but their legal arguments are pretty strong. But the question of how this affects the way we look at Yahoo, I think there's going to be a very big hit to the company because of this. Each time this plays out, the company looks worse and worse, because what they did, whether it was legal or whether it was illegal, certainly doesn't seem like the right thing to have done.
And can people or would people migrate to Google, because they've had their own issues with China as well?
Well, people will certainly migrate to Google. Google's sins are a little different. Google's are sins of omission, not commission. What Google does is it sets up its search engine in China so that you can't search for certain terms. If you type in human rights in Google China, you get different results if you type in human rights in Google America. But that's quite different from sending information on a particular dissident and then having him get arrested and tortured.
So if Google were asked to do the same thing, would it, under Chinese law, be compelled to do so?
Well, it might well be compelled under Chinese law to do so, and then Google would have to decide whether it wants to follow along with that particular Chinese law, or whether it wants to say, hey, we're an American company, we have to follow these international standards, and then see what China does next.
Fascinating. And this one will really sort of shape the future of the moral question here, won't it?
Oh, and it's an incredibly interesting moral question. What do American companies do in places like China where they're probably aiding and abetting censorship, which is one of the things the internet is supposed to help break down? It's a marvelous question.
Nick Thompson, senior editor with Wired, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me here.